Thank you, Matt. Good morning, and welcome to Unity Church. I want to extend a special welcome to you who are here for the first time. We are delighted that you are here, and we hope you find Unity Church to be a place which helps you find and keep your balance, a place which nourishes you and inspires you to lead a loving life of integrity, service, and joy. I'd like to call your attention, as we do each week, to This Week at Unity, the insert in your order of service, which seeks to inform you of the activities occurring in the coming weeks and act as a roadmap to deeper involvement here at Unity. And I want to call two items that are here to your special attention. One is this week at Wellspring Wednesday, we will be hosting the Director of Public Health for Ramsey County, Unity member Rob Fulton, and he will address why Minnesota is not the healthiest state in the land. In addition to our rich array of programming for adults, children, and youth, we offer dinner and a brief intergenerational worship service. You only need to sign up for the dinner portion of the evening, and you can do so at the Wellspring Wednesday table in the parish hall at the conclusion of the service. And the other thing I want to bring to your attention is to remind you that many of us from this congregation are going to get involved in the lobby day at the state capitol for GLBTQ equality. And I encourage any of you who are able to take the time off from work to come and join us. There will be training, and you can find out more information about that at the welcoming congregation table in the parish hall. I would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge and celebrate the wonderful work of the people who helped redo our center room. I encourage you to stop by at the conclusion of the service to see how beautiful it is. The center room had a team of Julia McFadden, Richard Wolfgram, and Ted Lentz, who worked with the art committee of this congregation, and with the two generous gifts of two anonymous donors, and totally changed the feel of the room. So thank you so much for your hard work, and we really appreciate it. Following the service this morning, we hope you'll join us for refreshments in the parish hall. There you can see new friends and old, peruse the excellent book stall, and visit the many information tables. If you're interested in receiving more information about the church or in becoming a member, we ask that you please visit the welcome table in the parish hall. Next week, we celebrate our annual Coming of Age Sunday, and it's a wild and wonderful Sunday, and I encourage you all to come. Two youth will be invited to deliver their credo statements, and in addition to short homilies by Rob and myself. The title of this year's service is Because I Told You So. Ray and I would like to greet you at the conclusion of the service at the Portland Avenue doors. And once again, I want to welcome you to Unity Church. And I want to take this opportunity to introduce our guest musician, Matt Meyer, who is a percussionist and would like to talk a little bit about the instruments that he'll be playing today. Again, welcome.
Good morning. It's become important for me to take a moment at every service that I play for to talk a little bit about the culture of the instruments and music that I play and my own culture and how I approach that music. So the drum that I used for the prelude and will also use for the postlude is called the tar. It's a Middle Eastern drum. It's a kind of frame drum and is used all over, particularly Northern Africa, but all around the Mediterranean and the Middle East. And for the postlude, I'll be playing it in an even less traditional way, which is using a brush from a jazz drum set. And for the anthem, I'll be using a dumbek, which is, I believe, its Armenian name. I've found about 9 names for this instrument, which I think speaks to the ubiquitousness of it, that it's used for so many different cultures, also around the Mediterranean and Middle East, and is most popularly used for belly dancing, which I won't be doing today. As for my own culture, I'm a white person from a middle-class background, and those identities have allowed me a great deal of privilege in my life, not the least of which has just been my ability to study this music, whether that be by going to music college, studying abroad, or just in my free time as a youth. The instruments and music that I play come from cultures that are not my own, and although rich often in musical tradition, are often poverty-stricken in both economic and political terms. As a white American, I've benefited a lot from the racist and oppressive actions of both my culture and my government, and my knowledge and ability to perform this music the way I do is a clear example of that privilege. So I do this music with the utmost respect for, and knowledge of its original context and history, and I encourage anyone with questions about the instruments or concerns about my presentation to speak with me after the service. Thank you.
To the yellow sun that's shining down on everyone.
Sing a song of free from the redwood tree.
The redwood tree that stretches high, high into the sky of blue.
Sky of blue that shouts hallelujah.
To the yellow sun.
Sky of blue that shouts.
from the mountains to the sea. And there's a wonder around every corner, waiting there for you.
What wonderful voices. What a glorious morning. The sun so warm, the sky so blue, the air so fragrant, the blossoms so joyous, the birdsong so free, the 1,017 shades of green so subtle, and our hearts so full. Come, let us rejoice together. Come, let us worship together.
And please remain standing and join with me in reading responsively from your order of service. Blessed is the source of life, the fountain of being, the wellspring of goodness, compassion, and kindness, from which we draw to make for justice and peace. All life is holy, sacred, worthy of respect and dignity.
We need not simply satisfy our own appetites. We need to sustain ourselves in the tasks we have been given. Each of us is unique
Thank you.